and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Well, hello there. Welcome back to Life as P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. I say welcome back because I'll be looking at the numbers. A lot of y'all are repeat listeners, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for shouting me out on your Twitter timelines. I got some birthday shout outs that mentioned my podcast that really made my day. Just thank you for the retweets, for people checking in, for listening, for deciding to share that what I'm saying is either helping you or inspiring you, or just you relate to it and you trying to help and inspire me. I appreciate that. You know, I've been talking about abundance and having enough to spill and having it come out of your pores, and it's hard, right? Because like as soon as I said it, you know, some challenges had came up against me. But more so, I think the biggest challenge was me, not even the outside sources that were impacting my mood or challenging my mental, challenging if I was true to the new mindset of accepting that, you know, I have been given abundance, I live abundantly, and I have enough to give and I have enough to spill. So there have been challenges, but like I said, I have been the biggest challenge. I have a condition which is polycystic ovary syndrome, and there's a imbalance in my hormones because of it. I don't take any medication to balance everything out. And I think as I get older, I'm experiencing what imbalanced hormones truly feels like. My temper is just in and out or whatever, and I'm just trying to get a natural hold on it. And there's some things that I feel like I could do to temper myself, so to speak, or simmer down a little bit, because I've been noticing, like, I am the challenge to it. And what I've been telling myself is try not to flinch. Because at the end of the day, like we always talk about, like, I'm a Brooklyn girl, right? I'm straight from Brooklyn. And, you know, there's a feistiness inside of me. I am the descendants of Jamaican immigrants. There's a feistiness inside of me because of that. There's just so many levels. And I'm a Sagittarius, so there's that. But mostly because I'm a believer in God, and I'm a believer in, you know, I know that the end result for me is happiness, prosperity, and I know that I'm not only a survivor, but I'm a thriver. So if you put an obstacle in front of me, I may moan and groan as I'm going through it, but I will get through it. I will get on the other side of it. So just knowing all of that, you know, I have to talk to myself in ways in which I inspire the fighter inside of me. And my language lately has just been like, girl, don't flinch. Try not to flinch, because something comes up and my sensitivity is heightened right now and my awareness is heightened right now. You know, I'm constantly reading the writing on the wall, but I have to separate my temperament from reading the writing on the wall because I could read it in the wrong perspective. And learning that has been such a difficult task, right? Because I see what's going on around me. I feel what's going on around me, but I have to separate how I feel about things that have already gone on when I'm trying to read the writing on the wall so that I can read it clearly, read it without judgment, read it without emotion, and just kind of plot my course based upon what I see and what I feel. And that's been a very difficult task for me. But I feel like I've been flinching. You know what I mean? I feel like not having control over my emotions, not having some forethought about my reactions to things, I think is me flinching. me, you know, at the sound of something going wrong, the second something is like, ugh, you know, this is how I feel about this or whatever. Or, you know, I see something that I don't like and now I got to speak on it. Where, you know, when I'm in control, I don't necessarily speak on everything I don't like. Not because I don't want to confront it, but some things don't deserve confrontation. Some things you just notice it, you put it to the side and you just log it in the back of your mind and you just know that that's how you got to move. You know what I mean? And the energy that it takes to speak on everything and reach the point of near argument over everything is energy that can be redirected. You know, you're constantly feeling tired, constantly feeling as though you don't have it in you, but you have it in you. You're just using all your energy in the wrong place. You got it misdirected. So you got to like bring it back over. Stuff is frustrating. Stuff is irritating. This is like a wild time, you know, but I feel like every generation had a period where it was like, this is a wild time. Every generation of adults has had a time where they're like, good Lord, I'm alive during this. Okay. You know, we had a pandemic or have a pandemic that we thought was going to last like maybe 6 months to a year. And then we was going to be done with it. And we see that it's incorporated into our lives, like just like the flu. It's moving in that direction. So there's a lot of things that we've taken for granted that we kind of got to shift perspective on. And rather than pretend that something's not here or doesn't exist or is going to go away, I prefer to deal with what's in front of me. And that too is sometimes a hard task, because when I deal with what's in front of me, sometimes I feel like I got to say what's in front of me. I got to point it out. I got to make you realize that I know what's in front of me. At the end of the day, no, I don't. No, I don't. Because when I'm trying to make you realize that I know what's in front of me, half the time you don't care. You don't care. Or you already knew that. Or you move in how you move anyway. And it doesn't matter. Me being able to read the writing on the wall is for me. Not to say that it's not for anybody else. This is why I have the podcast, why I talk to you guys and try to make you guys aware of whatever's going around your life and in your immediate circle and your universe, and what God is doing for you. Not to say that, but to say that I don't have to confront everything aggressively. I don't have to be, you know, my fight doesn't have to look physical. My fight doesn't have to be audible. My fight can just be paying attention to the course, paying attention to the field, and logging what steps to take in order to best be successful on this field, to best navigate this course, this part of my life. And I'm learning that because I'm a talker and I'm a pop shitter. Is that a thing? Pop shitter? I pop shit. That's what I like to do. You know, if you ever follow me on Twitter at PWRITES, if you ever follow me on Twitter and you've seen any of my drive vibe videos, it's basically just like an afternoon drive where you play music. Sometimes it's morning or night or whatever. But like, you know, I usually pick songs that pop some kind of shit. You know, one of my favorite songs is Blackout from the DMX album that has The Lox and Jay-Z featured on it. That's one of my favorite songs. But like, it gathers me because it awakens the fighter in me. It speaks to the fighter in me. And that's what I need present. When I'm going through life and I'm trying to figure out how to make it to the next step, or even just to reclaim my sanity. And for so long, it's just be like, maintain my sanity. But like, if I'm truly honest with myself, sometimes I have to reclaim it because sometimes I lose it a little bit. Sometimes I'm just like, wait a minute, like, girl, you acting crazy. Like, this don't even make sense. This is not consistent in what you believe to be the proper way to handle yourself or manage yourself. And I just got to pull myself back in and go, okay, hold on. You know, granted, I'm definitely of the school of belief where, you know, sometimes I got to remind somebody who the F I am. But I don't got to remind y'all every day. And if it's taking y'all that much to forget, then maybe I'm just all talk and maybe I'm not spending enough time on my action. In all honesty, if you truly forget who I am, then my actions haven't said it, because people could tell you that they 10 toes down, whatever that means to you. They could tell you that all day. Right. But if you don't feel it in their presence, if you haven't experienced it, then, you know, you might forget that they claim to be 10 toes down. They're going to be shouting and yelling it. So
it's a reminder to me that I don't need to constantly assert verbally who I am. I need to act like who I am. And I need to pay attention to the things that I say and I want. The things that I say that I want, the goals in which I have in mind to accomplish, and I have to do the things that follow suit with those things. And I've talked about that a while ago. I don't know if it was like last year or the year before, but it still holds true that, you know, if I say I want something or I'm pursuing something or I believe that there's a calling on my life or there's something that I'm supposed to pursue that will enhance my life, then my actions should be consistent with that. And for me, flinching is not consistent. Like, I'm like, girl, what you doing? What you doing? You don't need to shout and yell. You don't need to have your hand on your hip. You don't need to swivel your head and purse your lips. You don't need to make sure everybody know you got an attitude. Just handle it gracefully. Do what you got to do. See, you know, if anything is not for you, remove yourself from it. If someone is not for you, you remove yourself from them. Reshape your attachment to them. Reshape, you know, there's sometimes you meet someone and you think that they're an incredible lover, but they're also a great friend. You know, shift that. You know, if you think that, you know, maybe the lover part is not so great in terms of how you're being treated or whatever, that you wish you remained friends. And see if there's a way to reshift into friendship or separate or whatever. There's a lot of that going around. You know, I'm very lucky. I had a friend who has known me for over 20 years who recently, I don't know, opened the envelope, pushed the envelope, crossed the line. I don't know, tried. And I just was very adamant about like, nah, that's not for me. But I feel like we had a healthy conversation that allowed us to stay friends because we didn't, you know, I think it was really just a question in that person's mind, like, what if? I don't think that it was like this long, deep-rooted, I've been pining for you for 20 years kind of thing. I think it was just, you know, I respected the fact that you were married, so I didn't look at you like that. And now I see you as a single person, you know, and me as a single person, like, I feel like, you know, I lost a few pounds since I was married. I dressed slightly differently. You know, I've always had my own style or whatever, but I think that I dress and move now with more confidence than I did before. My voice is my own. Take ownership over what I do and what I say. And the depression that I was wallowing in is, it doesn't look the same. I won't say it's completely gone. There's some anxiety and so forth that's still there. And I'm not a therapist. I don't have a degree in this area of life. So I can't say how things are showing up or not showing up or, you know, I know I have trauma that's undealt with. I just figured out in therapy that, you know, I thought I wasn't mourning the loss of my kids in the way that I should be, or when people die, I wasn't mourning it. And, you know, finding out that I had been mourning every day and it's just showing up differently in my life. It's actually showing up as fear. So I won't say that everything is gone, but I'm dealing, I'm healing, I'm growing, I'm thriving, and that's what I want for myself. And that's what I want for you. And when things come up against you, I want you to try not to flinch. Take that moment to think. And sometimes thinking means feeling. I know sometimes we react really quickly because we are afraid of what the thing feels like. Nobody likes pain. And so we try to resist pain. I did a show a while back about how I think that pain is tied to resistance. The more we resist what it is that we're feeling, the more painful that thing will be. And that's physical as well as emotional, spiritual, mental. Let yourself feel it. And once you feel it, then you can put it away a little bit and think about it objectively. That's for me. You know, I'm not foolish enough to think that everybody's mind works the same way. However, if what you're doing is not working for you, then I may suggest you try that. This is no easy task. You know, people in my life call me crazy and say, you could turn off your emotions. And to some degree, I can, but for the most part, it's not really turning off my emotions. It's giving myself permission to feel those emotions and the permission to have a feeling about how I feel about those emotions. Because yes, I'm that layered, I'm that complex. But aren't we all, like, we have a feeling like, you know, I'm mad at myself for even loving this person. I'm mad at myself for letting this person get to me. If that's how you feel, vocalize that though to yourself. Vocalize it. Because that internal mad at yourself is not healthy. And it stops you. And it forces you to flinch because it plants the seed of fear. Because you're trying to avoid that feeling again. And so you just have the seed of fear and it constantly grows. Next thing you know, you're taking half leaps because you are scared of what fully committing to something may do. You are scared of the rejection. You are scared of not getting what you want. You're scared of failing. But failure is not permanent unless you stop. It can't be permanent if you keep going. It's just a stop on the train. It's just a bump on the ride. But keep going. Particularly if you feel like you got a calling on your life or you're pursuing a passion, you know, fulfill, because that's the goal, to be fulfilled. And so to be fulfilled, we must fulfill. That's that's me talking to myself, okay? But everything coming up against you, getting a reaction out of you, is not healthy. It builds up a tension within you that may sometimes show up in the room before you do. And so you can't figure out why suddenly you can't connect to anyone, or you feel as though the world is against you, or, you know, nobody's talking to me, or nobody understands me. It might be that tension that's built up over time and time and time again of disappointments, planting that seed of fear within you of being disappointed again. That tension could be showing up in the room before you do. And it's not welcomed energy. It's not things that people have their own tension. They don't want to, like, take on yours. They don't want to take on your bad energy or your down talk or slowing them down. Not to say that you can't talk, you know, about your sad feelings with anyone, because I'm hoping that you have someone in your life where you actually can. But, you know, I'm also hoping that that relationship is balanced with sharing accomplishments, sharing goals, sharing excitement and exuberance for what the next thing in your life is, what the next goal or goalpost is set for in your life. For me, like I said, I got to talk to myself like a fighter, because I'm like, girl, you flinching. And if you give all this energy and all this time into what is going wrong or not moving in alignment with how you think it should be reminded that everything is to work out for your good. So it may not look like it's for your good at the time, but most things in hindsight, you realize, ah, I see why that had to happen like that. I see why we had to maneuver like that. I see why this friend didn't continue on this journey with me, because, you know, at this particular point, this is what I need, this is what I don't need, or this is who they've become, and this is how we don't align, whatever. But every day doesn't deserve mourning. Like, don't mourn every day that's passed. Don't mourn every bad decision that you've made. And don't cower in the corner scared of what may happen if you actually move how you want and do what you like and invest in what you love. I can tell you not to be afraid. I will hope that you wouldn't be afraid, because you'd be reminded that you've been blessed abundantly, that you live in abundance and you have enough to spill. You have so much abundance that you have enough to spill into what you love. You have the person who is working at an accounting firm who wants to open their own. You are gifted abundantly enough to spill into your own thing. It doesn't have to just belong to someone else. You don't have to just work for someone else. And if you like working for someone else and you just want to grow within the company, you have to be convinced that you have abundance in your skill set, in your knowledge, in your want to, in your willingness to spill into the thing that you want. Don't flinch. You're going to have stuff that come up against you. Try to hold your ground. Try to be focused. Try to was the Bible says something about, you know, focus like a flint. Child, don't get me to quote in the Bible. I will have everything paraphrased because I'll be like, I don't know, like that story. You know, lately I've been like, am I like Job? Like, you know, losing everything and everything come up against you and then you have to like be determined not to lose faith. But my faith is strong. Like, not just my faith in God, but my faith in me, my faith in my ability to be all right, for me to attain, for me to get there. You know, my frustration with most things is just that I know that I got it. I know that I got it. I know that I could do it. I just haven't, you know, figured that thing out yet. But we're going to figure it out. But in order to figure it out, we have to keep our heads clear. We have to, you know, keep our eye on the prize. And we have to learn how to deal with our emotions in a way that allows us to feel them naturally and then to think clearly, not to let them fester and wallow in the same spot so that we can't see our way out. We have to keep our vision clear. So for me, it's try not to flinch. I don't know what it is for you. I don't know what awakens that for you, but play with some words, figure some things out, see what works for you. Self-talk is important, or if you have someone in your life who can, you know, affirm the positive things in your life, like, take advantage of that. Don't run from it. Don't be scared. I don't want to, you know, burden you. Like, listen, if that person is saying that that's what they're going to be there for you in your life, then let it happen. Because if someone's willing to do that, that means whatever it is that you do for their life, they've already acknowledged. But try not to flinch. Yeah, that's my spiel. All right, so if you want to support my fiction writing, which I'm good at, god dang it, you can find my books on Amazon. Savage Fever is my most recent book. I'm so proud of it. That was a long time in the making. It's actually 5 books in one. So if you are a binge reader, or even if you like binge on television, because all my reviews are like, this is kind of like TV. Trust. Like, Savage Fever, get into it. Anyway, pick that up. It's available on Amazon Books. I would prefer you buy the paperback because I like how books feel, but that's just me because I like to imagine y'all reading the books or whatever. But it's available on Kindle. It's available on Kindle Unlimited. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, like, you can download it as part of your plan or whatever. Yeah, read that. Let me know. Definitely leave a review. I think I'm at like 22 reviews. So Amazon, I think, doesn't help me promote until I'm at like 25 or 30. So yes, please keep those reviews coming. If you are interested in just drama overall with like some deep rooted, you know, family issues and feelings and stuff, you could pick up my first novel, In Her Makeup. That's available on Amazon Books, Kindle Unlimited. That's also available on Audible. And that's In Her Makeup by Phoenix Ash. That was the first novel I had ever written. I'm pretty proud of it. So I think you should check that out. And Soil Sheets is also pretty emotional, which is available on Amazon Books, Kindle, and Kindle Unlimited. The follow-up book to that is Cookies and Crumbles. So if you buy them, you kind of want to buy them together. You don't have to, though. They work as standalones. But I think it's pretty interesting to read them as follow-ups to one another. And you can check me out on Twitter, which is at P Writes. I think I have like my pinned tweet will give you some links to the books. Yeah. I hope you're having a wonderful new year. I hope that as much as I'm moving in power, you're doing the same. Until next time, peace.